From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry criticizes Russia. Speaking in Brussels, Kerry called Russia's support for the Syrian government, in his words, irresponsible and profoundly ill-advised.
And together, the Syrian regime and Russia seem to have rejected diplomacy in furtherance of trying to pursue a military victory.
Kerry said efforts to end the war in Syria must continue despite the suspension of U.S.-Russian talks on a ceasefire. Meanwhile, the U.N. human rights chief, Zayed Raad al-Hussein, called for the U.N. Security Council to adopt rules to prevent members from using their veto power to block resolutions where matters of war crimes, crimes against humanity, or genocide are involved. Also, the Russian military said Tuesday it had beefed up its forces in Syria with state-of-the-art air defense missiles. The United Nations is appealing to the international community to pay more attention to Yemen. Lisa Schlein reports.
Most media attention is on Syria, but UN officials fear this focus is overshadowing the desperate life-saving needs of more than 12 million people in war-torn Yemen. Spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, Jens Laerke, says the war has destroyed the livelihoods of Yemen's people, robbed them of basic services, and pushed the economy to near total collapse. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Hurricane Matthew made landfall in western Haiti Tuesday morning. Winds of up to 230 kilometers an hour struck the coast early in the day. The storm brought heavy rain and wind as it swirled on toward Cuba and the Bahamas. Forecasters say Matthew could hit Florida toward the end of the week and push its way up the U.S. East Coast. This is VOA News. A raft of new public opinion polls indicates Democrat Hillary Clinton retains her edge over Republican Donald Trump. National polls mostly show Clinton leading Trump and two minority party candidates by 4 or 5 percentage points. Clinton campaigned Tuesday in the suburbs of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, saying she would get tough on bankers.
So I'm going to be even tougher on the Wall Street banks and other institutions. And what does Donald Trump wants to do? He wants to eliminate the rules we already have.
The focus now is on the vice presidential debate that is just getting underway in Virginia between Republican candidate Mike Pence and Democrat Tim Kaine. Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, talked about the VEEP debate as he campaigned Tuesday in Arizona.
The debate will be a contrast between our campaign of big ideas and bold solutions for tomorrow versus the small and petty Clinton campaign that is totally stuck in the past. Totally stuck in the past.
Donald Trump. The Paris Climate Change Treaty is poised to go into force after getting backing Tuesday from the European Parliament. Lisa Bryant takes a look.
The European Parliament's vote in Strasbourg, France, amounts to the tipping point for the Paris Climate Treaty. The pact has already been approved by some of the world's biggest greenhouse gas emitters, including the United States, China, and India. Now, European Union nations will follow, pushing it over the threshold of 55 countries emitting 55% of the world's greenhouse gas emissions for it to take effect. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
The International Monetary Fund says global economic growth remains weak. It predicts that advanced economies will expand slowly this year. IMF economist Maurice Obstfeld says the world economy expanded at 3.1% this year and will grow only slightly in 2017. Afghan officials say security forces were still battling Taliban insurgents on Tuesday in the city of Kunduz. Militants there staged a multi-pronged offensive. More than 12,000 Turkish policemen were suspended Tuesday for alleged ties to U.S.-based Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. Gulen is accused by the government of leading the failed July coup. The suspensions come just one day after Turkey's government announced it would extend a state of emergency for 3 months. Taking a brief look at Wall Street at the close of trade today, U.S. stock indexes were mostly lower. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.